I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Palestinian militants in Gaza fired a barrage of rockets into Israel Monday as mourners marked the anniversary of the October 7th attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hamas also said it attacked Israeli forces in different parts of Gaza on Monday. The Israeli military says three rockets were intercepted and a fourth fell in an open area. There were no reports of casualties or damage. The military adds it launched a wave of artillery and airstrikes overnight and into Monday to thwart what it said was an imminent attack. It said it targeted Hamas launch posts and underground military infrastructure. The fighting on the anniversary underscores the militants' resilience in the face of a devastating Israeli offensive that's killed around 42,000 Palestinians, according to local medical officials. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The first of six Nobel Prize winners, the winners in medicine, were announced Monday. The Nobel Committee Secretary Thomas Perlman made the announcement in Stockholm.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2024 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to Victor Ambros and Gary Ravkin for the discovery of microRNA and its role in post-transcriptional gene regulation.
The Institute said the discovery of microRNAs, a new class of tiny RNA molecules, is proven to be fundamentally important for understanding how organisms develop and function. The microRNAs help control the amount and type of proteins cells produce. The winners for medicine were selected by the Nobel Assembly of Sweden's Karolinska Institute Medical University and received a prize sum of $1.1 million. As every year, the medicine prize is the first in the crop of Nobel Prizes, arguably the most prestigious prizes in science, literature, and humanitarian endeavors, with the remaining five set to be unveiled over the coming days. This is VOA News. Leaders from more than 50 nations, known as the Ukraine Defense Contact Group, met in Germany Friday to help Kyiv get the military support it seeks. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky attended the Ukraine Defense Contact Group meeting Friday at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, pleading for Ukraine's Western allies to allow Kyiv to carry out strikes deep inside Russia.
We need to have this long-range capability not only on the occupied territory of Ukraine, but also on the Russian territory.
The U.S. announced a $250 million aid package for Ukraine on Friday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Time is of the essence, especially with winter on its way. We must all step up our support and quickly.
But while pledges continue, some weapons already pledged, including much-needed air defense systems, have yet to arrive. President Zelensky.
I will not speak openly now about the number of systems we have received, but the number of air defense systems that have not yet been delivered is significant.
Carla Babb, VOA News.
The southeastern U.S. state of Florida began preparing Sunday for its largest evacuation since 2017, as Hurricane Milton, already a Category 2 hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico, is on a path to hit the state's western coast by midweek, less than 2 weeks after the same area was hit by devastating Hurricane Helene. Reuters correspondent Leila Shahi reports.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center projected it will make landfall near the Tampa Bay area on Wednesday. The new hurricane was expected to affect areas already hit hard by Helene, which made landfall further north a little less than 2 weeks ago. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warned of a potentially higher storm surge and more power outages from Milton compared to Helene, which the state is still reeling from. Helene left a wake of destruction across North Carolina, Florida, and much of the South. That storm also killed more than 200 people across six states, making it the deadliest named storm to hit the mainland U.S. since Hurricane Katrina killed nearly 1,400 people in 2005. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden has dispatched an additional 500 troops to North Carolina to assist with recovery efforts from Helene.
That was Reuters correspondent Leila Shavrakshahi reporting. A Russian court has sentenced a 72-year-old American to nearly 7 years in prison for fighting as a mercenary in Ukraine. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Prosecutors said Stephen Hubbard signed a contract with the Ukrainian military after Russia sent troops into Ukraine in February of 2022, and he fought alongside them until being captured 2 months later. He was sentenced Monday to 6 years and 10 months in a general security prison. Prosecutors had called for a sentence of 7 years in a maximum security prison. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That wraps up this news update. For additional updates on these and all the stories we're covering, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer.